Once again, we come to the celebration of this day, the first Friday of the month of June, month dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus and to the Eucharist, and in that relation also to the priesthood. And of course, this morning I received a very happy text from Father Deacon Aaron Zanka saying, in 24 hours, and indeed I was thinking about that just shortly before he texted me. And by the way, I don't like texts, but sometimes they are nice. But for the most part, they're a pain in the neck. Anyway, today, the first Friday of the month of the Sacred Heart, and our Lord Jesus Christ complained to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the visitation nun, that the thing that affected him the most in his passion, not now in heaven, we cannot hurt God in heaven. There is no suffering in heaven. But what affected him most during his passion, when he really did suffer, was the indifference of men, the lack of love and deference towards him of mankind. And of course, perhaps you and I are at one time or another guilty of this. And so today we make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so wounded for love of sinners, that is, of us. In addition, today we celebrate a wonderful feast. It's one of my favorite saints, definitely one of my favorite German saints, though he was not German. He was born in England, and he was a Benedictine monk. And he went to Rome and was actually in the monastery of St. Gregory. And at that time, it was that Pope St. Gregory the Great was being carried about on a sedia gestatoria, which is no longer, unfortunately, in use. And he saw those blonde men in the distance in the slave market, because when they captured prisoners at war, they sold them as slaves, mostly for hard labor. And so these very tall, blonde men were there, and the Pope said, "Who are these men that are so different from us?" And they told him, "They are from Britain." And he said, "Are they Christians?" And they said, "No." And he said, "Well, why not? Well, nobody has been sent to them, Holy Father." So, not too far from him was the monk Boniface, which has two different meanings, by the way. Bonifacere means to do good, but it also means a good face. So he looked at this handsome young monk and he said, "You are to go to Britain and to convert these pagans." And so he consecrated him a bishop, and he became Bishop of Canterbury, and he converted many, many of the English. So today we celebrate his feast. But he also was sent then to Germany, where he, particularly in the area that is today known as Fulda, where his relics are buried, converted many Germans. And he was not what people or bishops of today would consider popular. He was most definitely not ecumenical in the least. He saw the pagans worshiping this beautiful oak tree, and he went with his followers with an axe, and he himself chopped down the tree. That is not ecumenical, because that is not what it necessarily means to be Catholic. To be Catholic means to convert atheists and heathens and pagans, and also bad Catholics. And so he chopped down their sacred tree, and then they planned and they came upon him and some of his monks, and they killed them all. And so today we celebrate the feast of the great missionary to Germany, Saint Boniface, whose relics are buried in the monastery that he founded Saint in Fulda in Germany. May he intercede for us and grant us holy priests and holy bishops. And as tomorrow we celebrate the ordination of our beloved son, grant that he may be truly, completely a holy priest, and that God may continue to grant our parish many vocations. Right now, we have three young men. The third one I will announce next Friday. Three young men who are in the seminary or entering the seminary who wish to be priests. This from this parish, which some people consider to be a small, losing, dying parish. It is not dying. However, it needs more faith and more devotion to the faith and to Jesus and to the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.